This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. D is in Doug, J is in Jennifer, V is in Victoria, and there's a C there. C Shillin. You want to go to Twitter, C Shillin, and that's at C Shillin, S H I L L E N N. I want to make you famous. That's what I want to do.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right. So, speaking of famous, infamous. Story sometimes start the hour. Do we have a goodie or a baddie, an uppie or a downie here, Jennifer?
Well, I think it's a goodie because it's a goodie with a baddie chaser. How about that? It is Thanksgiving week. In case you haven't noticed, that's what you're doing. That's what all these people are running around the grocery stores looking for turkeys and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Well, the AAA, we love them, right? They warn of record-breaking traffic this Thanksgiving, and they say that it could actually be the worst time. They're going to give you the worst times to hit the road in every single city. So this is kind of interesting. 54.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this week. And sorry to say, ladies and gentlemen, that the most congested cities will be Boston, Dougie, and New York City, Victoria, and San Francisco. The longest road delays are expected on, Tuesday evening, midday, Wednesday. Those are the real hotspot times. 4.7 million Americans will travel by air, and the busiest airports will be in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, the big hub. The Automobile Association has issued a warning for holiday travel that could be even more of a headache than usual this year because of the record number of people hitting the road and taking to the skies. And the number, by the way, 54.3 million Americans who are traveling, is 5% higher than last year. So maybe that's the sign of a good economy, or maybe people just feel like they have to go see their Aunt Margaret. It's hard to say. But I'll actually tweet this out. Maybe we'll all tweet it out at DJV Show, because they have ranked the worst times to hit the road in all of America's big cities. So,
are there any teams there? Is it like, obviously rush hour would probably be the worst?
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon is going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah, terrible. And it's worse going out, and then Sunday.
Sundays, they're going to be terrible.
Back, but people trickle back more Saturday and Sunday. It's not so bad sometimes on Monday. There are even people who are off for the week that are out there, out and about now. The traffic has gotten bad in the last 24 hours. So it's just what happens this time of year.
And there's an analytics company that says the best days to travel would be on Thanksgiving itself, so on Thursday. Friday's also going to be fine, and Saturday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday are the worst days for Thanksgiving week. Now, the most popular holiday destinations, if you're wondering where all these people are going, the number one destination is Orlando, Florida. Obviously, they must be going to see the mouse, followed by New York.
That airport is a nightmare no matter when you go through it. What an awful airport.
Well, this tells you where people's minds are, because number two is New York. Number three is Anaheim, California. That's the home of Disneyland on the West Coast. Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, number four on the list of most popular holiday destinations.
That's surprising.
Really? I know. Yeah. Wow. Las Vegas is number five. Cancun, number six. Dallas-Fort Worth, number seven. Honolulu, that's what I'm talking about, number eight. Yeah. Washington, D.C., number nine. And Miami, Florida, number 10. So there you go.
There it is, traveling. The 40th anniversary this week, as we think about Thanksgiving, 40th anniversary of the radio, the television program. I always say radio because the call letters are similar to the radio station I used to work at in Cincinnati. I was on WKY. No, what was it? WKRC. I was on KRC, and this is WKRP. How many people remember the TV show WKRP in Cincinnati?
Me, especially this time of year, they were dropping frozen turkeys from the airplane, from the helicopter.
Exactly right. This is the 40th anniversary of this Turkey Away episode. The fellow who created the television program based a lot of his shenanigans on what he saw and heard while he was in the radio business. And I think there are still some people, there are a few creative folks left in radio, not a lot of them. It certainly isn't like it was 40 years ago in terms of having some fun. But this radio station had done a turkey giveaway, and it was at a Thanksgiving parade. They had a truck that was, this really happened in Atlanta. They had a truck full of frozen turkeys, and as the truck was moving along and during in the parade, they were throwing turkeys out of the truck.
Throwing frozen turkeys.
They were throwing frozen turkeys out of the truck to parade goers. And, you know, it was the first time it had been done.
How many concussions?
I don't know. They just were throwing them. They had two people in the back of the truck, one person in the truck passing the turkeys up, and they just throw them off of either side. So,
remember when Paula Deen was hit in the face with a ham? This is no joke.
Yeah, right. And then, so, and part of the WKRP thing was newsman Les Nessman walking into the studio and talking about the turkeys hitting the ground. And this is what he said on the air.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And this line, and everybody remembers it. You know, probably the rest of it, if you followed the program, it was a certain, it was a twist, no matter what, to the old stuff that we used to do things. You can't make this stuff up. It was just funny as hell. Repeat the line again, Kara, would you?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I can see him there with a microphone in his hand.
He thought frozen turkeys could fly? I'm confused by this.
Well, they were dropping the radio station. WKRP did the theme of the show was to take a twist on the throwing the turkeys out of the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. What they did was drop the turkeys from the helicopter on the TV program.
Right.
The show had...
They thought they could fly.
Because they all said, well, we throw the turkeys out of the... These were live turkeys, and they watched them drop like rocks to the ground.
So that makes they weren't frozen.
Yeah,
got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused by the setup there. Okay.
Excuse me?
Having not seen the show, I was a little lost. You really ought to. About anybody who has worked in the radio business should do a course in WKRP.
Sure.
Yeah, stupid and fun.
It was pretty brutal sometimes, but you're right. It was a lot of fun. 14 after the hour, Thanksgiving week here on the DJV program.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, or you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to My Pillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need, and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America.
100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one my pillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any my pillow, get the second one free. Go to mypillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at mypillow.com.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Thanksgiving week. There are a lot of businesses that depend on this week through the end of the year. Businesses competing for your business. And there'll be a lot of them. You'll hear the advertising on this program and other radio programs. Radio has become, once again, sort of a favorite for advertisers. It lost a little of its luster with the advent of all the digital stuff that was going on. But now, we're kind of back in favor because, hello, guess what? Advertising on the radio works. Advertising in podcasts and, not so much in podcasts, but just some of the general digital stuff. The things you see splashed all over social media, that stuff. And the test of this is, I'll ask all of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, when you're looking at something online, the reason I'm asking you, because I'm looking here at something and there's a lot of advertising around it, one of the sites I use for news, I don't pay any attention to it. I'm looking, I go around it. Do you actually pay? Who pays attention to advertising that's on social media? I mean, some people must have.
In fact, I try to avoid it because I think it's clickbait. So I try to, like, not pay attention to it.
Well, what do you mean by social media? Like, you're on Facebook? You mean Facebook ads and Instagram and stuff like that? Because I buy pretty much everything on Instagram.
Yeah, so, Instagram ads I actually pay attention to because they look like the feed. Facebook ads I totally avoid and shut my eyes to.
You do.
And Twitter has no ads, so.
Right. So how does Twitter make money?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Well, they have promoted posts now, don't they? Or
right,
kind
they
of
do.
Sponsored stuff, so they might make
they
some kind
money
of money
for that.
Yeah.
All right, so the audio that we just heard, I just got a note from my pal, Kyle Bailey, who's at one of our affiliates out in the Midwest. He said the audio that we played was the station manager, Arthur
Carlson.
Right, exactly.
Oh, did you say Les Nessman? I'm sorry.
I did say that. You didn't correct me, and I forgot. Nesman came in, had feathers all over.
Right.
And it was
Mr. Carlson's voice that we heard.
It's really good. Such a great show.
Yeah. And
they had the sales guy was Les Nessman, and he used to have he taped off around his desk because he wanted to have an office, but he didn't. He was in like the middle of like a bullpen. He made everybody pretend to knock and go through the door. It was great. Awesome. The other sales guy was Herb Tarlick.
Mr. Bailey reminds me, he said, I was at a different station years ago, was giving away turkeys for Thanksgiving. The original promo copy said, instead of the call letters of the radio station, it said call letters gives you the bird instead of WKRP or whatever the radio station. I remember working at a station. As a matter of fact, WKOX gives you the bird. That was the Thanksgiving promotion. Anyway, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, 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 bird. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV program, even though it's Thanksgiving, we're into the Christmas music stuff a little bit more and more as we get closer to Christmas. For the second year, Spotify announced the track listing for its hit Christmas playlist. 15 new tracks to Spotify singles, their Christmas collection, new batch, mixed bag of artists. This is Meghan Trainor. This is her version of The Timeless White Christmas. She chose because it reminded her of growing up on Cape Cod, where she performed it in her high school jazz band. I didn't know Meghan Trainor was from Cape Cod. All right, let's see, what else have we got here? John Legend gave the Jackson 5's Give Me, Give Love on Christmas Day. It's piano treatment.
I wish you could give more than just presents from a store. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day?
That's a great way for us to celebrate Christmas, isn't it? There's also on this Spotify list of singles a jazzy rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Tony Bennett and Diana Krall. Good stuff here.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
There we go. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts flew through Spotify's New York headquarters in September to record a version inspired by Keith Moon of Little Drummer Boy.
Wow, this is the first version of this song I've heard that doesn't suck.
Yeah, this is actually pretty interesting, isn't it?
I like this.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Demi Lovato. And I'll Be Home for Christmas, one of the Spotify singles on the Christmas collection. This debuted last year on the Spotify singles list, along with Kelly Clarkson. And
she went home for Christmas, right? Or is she still in? She's out. She is.
What are we talking about?
Demi Lovato being out of rehab.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Josh Groban, Happy Christmas. This is The War Is Over. Remember that?
Yeah, the John Lennon song, yep.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Miley Cyrus has a version on the Spotify Christmas list of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Christmas party, huh?
Doesn't suck.
I like Miley.
You like it? Okay. All right, let's see how Norah Jones sounds with It's Not Christmas Till You Come Home.
Bing Crosby won't sing. It's not Christmas till you come.
So there is, let's see, now 34-track playlist on Spotify. And so there's blues, there's rock, a lot of little nuance here. It's kind of nice. So we're happy to bring you the popular Christmas playlist that they have. How do you access this stuff on Spotify? I don't use Spotify. How do you? It's not like Pandora, is it?
It's
work
very similar, yeah. They have curated playlists that you can just search, and the Christmas one is super popular, so it's probably and center.
All right, on our list of important Christmas songs, the Billboard list, we're going through the top 100 officially. We've gotten to number 85, Chris Brown's This Christmas. You like this? Not so much.
I like it okay, but Donny Hathaway will
can't
always...
I stand him, so...
This is one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, so I love the original.
And I'm not... I'm with
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If it's not one thing, it's another thing. Now, flash flooding and possible mudslides are the big concern in areas that have been ravaged by the deadly campfire in Northern California. The Greater Paradise area could see anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches of rain by Friday. A flash flood watch in effect. That campfire has now killed at least 79 people. At Chicago's Mercy Hospital yesterday, a gunman kills a Chicago cop, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech. Dr. Michael Davenport's the medical director at Mercy.
Obviously, never in our wildest imagination will we ever think that we will ever have to experience in today that we have. Our hearts go out to the life that were lost.
The gunman also shot and killed, but it's unclear whether he took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Shop
Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select style. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Clear your mind, clear your throat, clear whatever you have to get back into the discussion. We fight truth decay here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen with an important health news item coming up in a moment. First, though, Victoria has another important item for us.
Well, fans of Sex and the City, the series and the movies that followed after it went off the air on HBO, have been hoping for Sex and the City 3, and in a new interview, well, there's been a lot of drama between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall, but
apparently.
Well, I don't know. Sarah Jessica Parker keeps insisting that she's never had words with Kim Cattrall, and Kim Cattrall hasn't said that they had words either, but I just think Kim Cattrall doesn't... She didn't like the fact that that Sarah Jessica Parker always got top billing, and that's been something that's
kind
of
show.
Went... she was the star, and, you know, she was also a movie star. Well, the other thing is, she was also a movie star when she went on that show back in, like, the late 90s to HBO. And HBO wasn't even really that big of a deal back then, so she kind of took a leap from the big screen to the small screen, so she was the legitimate star.
Kim Cattrall was in Mannequin.
Right. True.
Which I loved, by the way. But yeah.
Of course. So now Michael Patrick King, who is the head writer for Sex and the City, he did a new interview, and he basically spilled the tea and said that the reason Kim Cattrall does not want to do Sex and the City 3 is because they plan to kill off Chris Noth's character, Mr. Big, at the beginning of the movie. He was going to die of a heart attack in the shower, and basically the rest of the movie was going to be about Carrie Bradshaw recovering and being a widow, and less about the relationship between the four women. And so Kim Cattrall believed that Samantha's character didn't really have a whole lot to do. So that's why that's the reason why she turned it down and didn't want to do Sex and the City 3. All the other cast members said that they were going to do it. Chris Noth said he really wanted to reunite with everyone, but he said he really didn't like the corny stuff in the first two movies, so he was hoping that it wouldn't be as corny. Well, now he doesn't have to worry at all because it won't be a movie completely.
Yeah.
So, and they can't do the movie without Kim Cattrall either.
I like him a lot. I interviewed him once. He's a real New York actor, very, very nice guy, and he's sort of created his own image in his own style. He got his start on Law & Order as Mike Logan, that was the character's name, excuse me, he was on the first, 10 seasons, 12 seasons of Law & Order, then he went out and did some other stuff, then he came back to another Law & Order show playing the same role, but he said... Recently, I heard him talking about what he loved Law & Order, but of the roles, he likes playing these husbands. He was the husband on The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And how
That
all, what he, and he played kind of a, he was a good guy and a bad guy at the same time. He was good at that.
And it was based on Elliot Spitzer. That character is based on Elliot Spitzer, so there's a lot there.
Yeah, he had, but his facial expressions I've always found to be fabulous, and he was great as Big.
Fabulous, yeah.
He really was, yeah. Played that to the hilt. Anyway, so we'll see what happens in that department. I have this whole effort of ours here on the DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. I want to have some credibility behind what I'm about to tell you about our DJV Health News site at djvhealthnews.com. A fabulous opportunity to get information. If you have a question about your health and well-being, anything at all, help yourself to that. And we have from time to time the opportunity here on the program to get your questions about what's going on in your health to be aired later on with a guest expert that really does know his way around the world of health. I feel very strongly, as most of you know who have listened to me for a long time, about health being an important part and adjunct to any or all of our broadcasts. And so we have this opportunity right now for those of you who may not be available later on during the day to call 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG, and question, whatever it may be. It's interesting because more women usually call than men, and I don't know why that is. Why don't men want to get answers to their health questions? So men, women, anybody, any age, doesn't make any difference. This fellow will give advice, and it's pretty fabulous. 888-302-3684 right now. We'll record your conversation, your question for air later. 888-302-DOUG, and you'll get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. And it is a fabulous book, a great insight into life, liberty, and all the good things you need to know about having a good, healthy, happy life. So that comes as a result of your calling with your question at 888-302-3684. Some people in the news, Ron Chernow, White House Correspondents Association, announcing that this author will be the featured speaker next year at the White House Correspondents Dinner. That'll quiet it down a little bit. He's one of the most eminent biographers of American presidents. His book, Alexander Hamilton, inspired that musical that we all hear and talk so much about. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, I've been to four of them, and they were always, well, it depends on where you sit and really who's around you as to what you get. out of being there, called a nerd prom by a lot of people who are journalists. But I think picking an author as a keynote speaker is a change of pace, because they have people like Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and Colbert doing this sort of
thing. No, those people were actually good. It's the people like, what's her face, Michelle,
Wolf.
I want to call her Michelle Fields, but Michelle Wolf.
Yeah, Michelle Wolf, right. Yeah.
Who couldn't really handle the responsibility of just being funny and teasing, but without being mean-spirited. And so, I don't know, I don't think this is a bad move, because I don't know if any of the comedians right now, maybe there are a few, but we just maybe aren't able to tick off their names, would be able to do the job that Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien used to do.
Understanding that their part is not political. Their part is to have fun and make the audience have a good time.
It has kind of evolved into a bit of a roast for all the presidents. So,
yeah.
But everyone, you know, Trump doesn't like it. He hasn't gone to the White House Correspondents' Center. Maybe he'll go now if there's an author instead of a comedian. You know, he doesn't like anyone making fun of him. But at the same time, it's like, well, it's not working anymore to have a comedian like. And I agree with Jen, that girl, I don't even know who she is, but she's
awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And so it just, then change it up. If it's not working, then do something that's more dignified. And do something that's, you know, it's American history. So he says he's going to try to make it not boring. I'm sure he's got a lot of fun facts about presidents and stuff that people will learn from. So maybe it'll be good. I just, I don't know. I love comedy and I love listening to people roast each other and that kind of stuff is fun. I just don't know if the capability of the modern comic is to know the line of decorum. And when you have a woman in the time of Me Too essentially calling Sarah Sanders, a woman of the night because she wears eye makeup or whatever she said, I think that's when you have people crossing the line. So if we can't find those people, then it was mean. It wasn't even funny.
Awful.
It was mean-spirited.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny at all, no.
Yeah.
So,
it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right, next name in the news, Jamal Khashoggi.
Oh, yep. Boy.
Still dead. Interesting. Now, what the international community is doing and saying about Saudi Arabia's trying, put that in quotation marks, to deal with this in a legal manner. Germany has announced they are going to hit Saudi Arabia with some more consequences for the death of this guy, Khashoggi. The economic ministry announced the government is blocking all weapon sales to Saudi Arabia. Germany halted new arms sales, but not previously existing deals. Now they're not going to do business with Saudi Arabia at all. Saudi Arabia imported more arms than any other country last year, so retaliating by targeting weapons could be effective. Germany's action alone likely won't make a big dent. For the past couple of years, 84% of Saudi Arabia's imported weapons come from the U.S. or the U.K. Germany is trying to block 18 Saudi nationals from entering Europe. These people include the 15 Saudis accused of being part of the hit squad to try to kill Khashoggi. They've been trying to get out because apparently their life is in danger. I don't understand that part of it, why their life would be in danger in Saudi Arabia, unless the prince doesn't want to leave any trace of any evidence that leads back to him, so he get rid of these guys, bump them all off. Who knows? Sounds like a script for a new movie, though, doesn't it? This has got to be made into a movie.
Well, especially when they had the body double and everything leave the facility, so it looked, come on.
Got it planned. All right, more people in the news coming up here on the DJV program, 44 after the hour.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
One of the great things about going to the Califin website is looking at all the people who have been so successful. Here's Sonny. Since taking Califin, my arthritis pain has literally disappeared. So let's talk about other benefits of using Califin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. But when you take Calitrin at night, that collagen protein is broken down into glycine, and that helps you sleep more soundly at night. Your body also utilizes collagen in your joints, so it's great for joint pain and even arthritis. So it really is a great supplement. You know, I've had people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. Collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most.
Toploss.com for Calitrin. 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Available at Toploss.com using the code DJV.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, or you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to My Pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My Pillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Doesn't make any difference. Any My Pillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple more names in the news. Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the Prime Minister of Israel, avoiding early elections, at least temporarily. But his coalition over in Israel, there are about 25 parties, and they all have to kind of get together in order to have any kind of work get done. And you think it's bad here? I remember sitting in the Knesset watching these guys. It's really, what a circus it is. This all started when the defense minister resigned last week in protest of a ceasefire with the Palestinians. Netanyahu took on the responsibilities of being defense minister. Mr. Avigdor Lieberman, I think is his name, and his party, because he represents a different party, as he left the ruling coalition, there's only a one-seat majority for Netanyahu's party, or the coalition. Another party. It's so complicated and confusing. Trust me, it's a mess. Maybe that's the best way of leaving. Just a complete mess. Here's the story of a fellow named Christopher Precopia working in a lumber yard when he was arrested by the police department. He was accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home and attacking her with a knife, carving an X under her chest. Apparently, the police were confused, had the wrong girlfriend, the wrong guy. He was facing 99 years in prison, but he didn't commit it because it proved that he didn't do it because there was a Facebook selfie taken by his mom, showed him someplace else, not there at the time of the incident. Thank God. For those selfies!
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Three past the hour here on the DJV program. The elections, we're still sort of going through regurgitating some of the results of the election and how they will impact some of the issues like immigration, the months ahead, years ahead. There may be some big changes. So we've invited Ben Johnson, who's the executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association in Washington, to talk about immigration. He's been working in it for 20 years, immigration attorney and counsel. So there are lots of, because of immigration being one of our big issues here, politically and otherwise, major factor in the elections. Keeping track of the shifting immigration policies may be one place for us to start, Mr. Johnson. How do we do it? It is important, no question about that. Is the administration's policy on immigration the same as it was when they started, or is this a moving target? And is it different really now than it was under previous administrations? I guess that's, I'm curious about that because there's so much attention paid because Trump's made a big issue of it. But for me, it's been a big issue for a long time and a lot of other people. So where are we?
Yeah, you know, it's a really great question, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me about it. I think the truth is that we have way more politics on immigration than we have policy and solutions. I think, you know, what I've seen in the last, really, it's been the last 10 years, is that immigration has just become, you know, yet another wedge issue that candidates use to try to get elected, rather than it being an issue that leaders are trying to address. So that, I think, at the macro level is one of the big challenges that we face. You know, the Trump administration is, you know, absolutely, it's not to say that there haven't been policy changes. They have definitely made some very significant policy changes since the last administration. But I do think that most of those policy changes themselves are driven for for political optics, right? I think, you know, you look at the caravan being, I think, the most obvious recent example. It's been pretty much a manufactured crisis, and, you know, some now policy changes that have been put on hold by a federal court that I think really weren't designed to do anything more than play politics with this issue.
So the election results, people who got elected, the House, the Senate, what does that do for pending legislation or the reality of people's attitudes, which, as you've suggested, I think correctly, sometimes is predicated by their political leanings? There's no question that it's a problem. And your association, by the way, just spend a second or two talking about this American Immigration Lawyers Association. What these lawyers practice just immigration law?
Yes, we have 15,000 members that belong to the.
Good God. That many?
15,000 members around the country, doing amazing work every day, representing, you know, anything from somebody trying to apply for asylum to small, medium, and large-sized companies that are trying to figure out how to meet workforce and labor force needs, families that are trying to be united, people getting married, all of those kinds of things.
Good heavens, I had no idea. This is a big practice then.
It is. It's a growing practice. It's actually the last couple of years, I say, it's actually it's a good time to be an immigration lawyer.
I was going to say, I would think you'd be thankful with all the upset because it's, you know, lots of billable hours here for those who are pursuing this kind of law.
It is. Our members are really, really busy, but I think to their credit, they're looking past their own pocketbooks and they're trying to figure out how do we push for policies, how do we support ideas and principles that make sense for America and not just make sense for an individual lawyer's pocketbook.
All right. So, what about the election and the results and the number of people on either side? Does that change anything, or is it going to be just a big argument going forward still?
Well, I think there's a lot of lessons out of this election. One is that I think millions of voters voted for solutions. They voted to say that they are tired of divisive, angry politics, and they want solutions. There are still some places where the divisive politics of immigration worked, and I think some communities I think are still angry and afraid of immigration. We need to work on that. But I think the way to work on that is for those leaders who got elected to propose solutions to do their job. We have not updated our immigration system for more than 30 years, and it's time to bring the immigration system into the 21st century so that we have an immigration system that'll work for the businesses and the families and the economies around the country.
What about, we have a few seconds here, undocumented immigrants that are worried about getting deported? What happens with them? What are you talking about?
Undocumented immigration is something that everybody should be concerned about, and we should all be working to end undocumented immigration. But policies that sow fear and resentment aren't going to get us the change that we need.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.